in now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I am your host, Lorette Brashear. What a great show we've got lined up for you today. I have Annie Reisnyder here with America Serve, and she's got all kinds of great things that she's going to tell us about. We also have Marilyn Huffman, Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau. So stay tuned to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. We're here with my first guest, and I have Annie Reisnyder here with Arizona Serve. Hi, Annie. How are you today? I'm so excited to have you guys. There's so much going on constantly with you guys, and you guys seem to have a lot going on. So what's happening? What's going on with America? Well, first let's start off with just what do you guys do and what's your purpose?
Right. So Arizona Serve is a program of Prescott College, and we're an AmeriCorps program. So AmeriCorps was founded in the 1990s to really give back to communities across the country.
Perfect.
So we do a lot of that in the Quad Cities and Chino Valley to make sure that nonprofits and public entities can have some of the gaps filled that they need. So we have members that help with fundraising, members that help with volunteer recruitment, members that do technology programs. And so we do a little bit of everything and have folks from 17 high school seniors all the way up to 97 that kind of really give back to this community in meaningful ways.
Wow, so fun. And is there a way that other organizations, if they're like, I mean, what are the qualifications to get, you know, somebody out in your facility and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so we work with nonprofits and public entities that really are trying to fight poverty in a meaningful way. So we do a lot with education. We do a lot with economic opportunities, ways for people to really make a difference in this community. So in Chino Valley, we do a lot of work with People Who Care,
yeah,
which works
great
for
organization.
Homebound adults. And our AmeriCorps members currently are actually helping build up a technology program, because with telehealth, buying groceries online, especially in the midst of the pandemic, that's a huge need for our senior population. So that's why we say gap filling. So our AmeriCorps members kind of fill that gap, built the infrastructure in place to do programs like that, and then we kind of give them back to the organization, like People Who Care, to kind of take it and run with it.
That is amazing. That's so perfect, and it's so much needed. So if any organization feels like, you know, they could really do with an AmeriCorps person, you know, what do they need to do to get one in?
Yeah, so we have an interest form on our website, so ArizonaServe.org, and you just hit apply to partner, and there's an interest form, and we're actually in the midst of looking at partnerships for the summer, and that's typically the time that we get our full-time members, and then September is when we start getting those part-time folks. But we always have some openings here and there that we can sneak people in for summer placements or for spring placements. So
yeah. You're saying now's the time.
Now's the time to call,
and
bug me.
Now's the time to call
me,
and apply, and if you're looking for somebody for the summertime.
Yeah, totally.
And for the summertime, is it just a certain amount of, like, you know, is it just that 3 months, 4 months? Or
great question. So we do all of our AmeriCorps roles by either a year contract, or we do it by number of hours.
Okay, perfect.
So typically we have some AmeriCorps members that will work 8 to 10 hours a week at organizations, upwards of 25 to 30 hours, especially during the summer. And we kind of do both. So we recruit partnerships, but then we also recruit AmeriCorps members. And these are kind of devoted, committed citizens that want to give back in a meaningful way. And like I said, those run the gamut. We have high school seniors that volunteer in local elementary and middle schools. We have Yavapai College students, actually, that are a part of that that program that I talked about with People Who Care. And then we also have seniors themselves that in their retirement kind of want to give back and volunteer as well.
That's so perfect. So any age group can kind of come in.
Yeah. So I love using the word collective impact. So we have organizations like Yavapai, Big Brothers Big Sisters, like GEM Environmental, like United Way, that are all doing really, you know, complementary organizations and projects within this community. And we kind of provide that support for them to continue to grow. And that's what I really love about what our AmeriCorps members are able to do. So, for example, we had students who didn't necessarily have kind of that full support when it came to going to school with remote distance learning. So we placed AmeriCorps members at the Community Nature Center to kind of help with that place-based education that was safe and fun. So those are the type of things that we're doing.
That's fantastic. That's so much needed, especially right now, like you just said. And then you guys got other projects coming along the way. So what are some of those?
Yeah, so our AmeriCorps members are really the civic leaders in this community and really promote civic engagement. And for us, maybe that means that somebody can't necessarily commit 300 hours or a whole entire year to service. So we have National Days of Service, and our first one for 2021 is coming up with Martin Luther King Day, which is held January 18th. But this year, we're making it the entire month. So there's literally an entire month where people can give back to this community with our partners in really meaningful ways.
And what are some of the things that you guys are doing for that?
Great question. So we are obviously with trying to make sure that everybody's safe and being able to do this in a pandemic world that we're continuing to live in. We have a lot of kind of do-it-yourself projects where people can take, for example, they can take old T-shirts and make them into reusable bags that we're going to give to some of our agencies.
Okay.
We have some park cleanups, including an amazing project with the town of Chino Valley and the Park and Recs Department to kind of organize cleanup projects. We've identified kind of agencies that need, you know, supplies taken or that need kind of hygiene kits created, and we're encouraging neighbors to collect those from neighbors. And we also really want to identify some of the really cool work that is already being done in the community and highlight those. So if you have another idea for something that your community needs, we want to help you to be able to do that and help you be able to quantify that impact.
And is that just for Martin Luther King Day?
It's for Martin Luther King Day right now, but then we also have service projects throughout the year that we also take advantage of, both for AmeriCorps Week in March and National Service Recognition Day in April.
So Martin Luther King Day is coming up, and that'll be...
That is January 18th, but once again, people can sign up for projects throughout the entire month, and you can do that at arizonaserve.org. And there's literally a banner that pops up as soon as you go to our website with information and details all about that.
So anybody can come up with their own project and decide, hey, we're going to do this for Martin Luther King Day, even if it's past the January 18th
totally.
Mark. And you're suggesting just, you know, a lot of people have, like, cleanup days, a lot of people have. And so and this is quite different from what you guys did last year, right?
Yeah, so in years past, we kind of had a big group of 20 or 30 people that would go help Habitat for Humanity construct a house. Or they would go help with the painting project at a local school. And it's not that we don't continue to partner with those amazing individuals and organizations. We still do. But we're trying to do in creative ways where people continue to be safe amidst the
pandemic. So just more spread out this year.
Yeah, and that's actually something that, you know, I get asked a lot is, hey, how are you doing this when, you know, there's a limit to the amount of people that can gather or the what it is that they can do? And I think it's just had us be a lot more creative. And quite frankly, I think it's been able for us to engage in a lot more with a lot more people. So we're super proud of what our AmeriCorps members are doing and what we're able to do with our Martin Luther King Day of service. So
it's just different, you know, different things that are coming up. And what are some of the things that are happening in Chino?
Yeah, so like I said, we're going to be doing, we've identified certain areas with the Chino Valley Parks and Recreation Department.
Yep.
Where we can do different cleanups. We're working with people who care to help.
That's amazing.
To help neighbors who, like, let's say, might have some leaves piling up or might need a gutter repaired or something like that.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And then, like I said, those reusable bags. And I don't know if you've ever tried to do this, but this would be actually a really cool project for somebody who is doing that distance learning and wants to do a service learning project with their kids. Imagine that. You know, a way for you to do kind of an arts and craft project. Learn about giving back to the environment when it comes to recycling and reusing, and then in the same time giving it forward to somebody else that could really use that.
Oh, that's amazing. Those are all great ideas. And yeah, Parks and Rec, much needed. And like we said, People Who Care. I mean, they're a fantastic organization. And those people really do need, like, you know, like you said, the little bit of things like yard work and leaves. They're all piling up right now.
Yeah. Well, and I think neighbor helping neighbor is definitely a theme that we've seen throughout the pandemic. I mean, I think with the need for us to, you know, help that, you know, think about all the lines that you have in food banks. Think about all of the need that there is for that extra economic development. There is that need out there. And for us to take a pause and really look at Martin Luther King Day, which is the only federal holiday that's also a national day of service, for us, yes, to pause and reflect and be like, we might have the day off, yippee. But instead of that day off, make it be a day on for service and really think intentionally about how is it that we can spend maybe that one day giving back, but also larger than that, how can we in our lives integrate service into that?
Absolutely. And Annie, if people want to do this, how do they get a hold of you? I mean, if they want to give back, what do they need to do?
Great. Go to our website, arizonaserve.org. Feel free to email me as well. It's AmeriCorps, AmeriCorps, arizonaserve.org. We'd love to help you out.
And this is for any organization that kind of wants to get involved, wants to do a service project,
looking for
an AmeriCorps member to kind of come and help them out with their missions that they need to get filled. And
right. When it comes to civic engagement, come bug us at Arizona Serve. My name is Annie once again, and we'd be happy to make sure that either individuals who are interested in giving back are able to do that, and organizations that need help have that at their repertoire, so to speak.
Thank you so much, Annie Reisnyder, here with America Serve and Arizona Serve. So thank you so much, and I really appreciate all that you've told us today. Thank you, and we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and close Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
It's the year of the cat,
which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I'm here with my next guest, Marilyn Huffman, Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau. Hey, Marilyn, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
So much going on at the Better Business Bureau. You guys have been, inundated with tons of things. I know during this whole COVID, you guys were doing a lot of virtual things, a lot of online things. Just gosh, a lot has been going on with you guys.
Absolutely. We were offering webinars pretty much on a daily basis there for a couple of months. And then we went to just a couple a week and slowly tapered off from that just because it was really hard on our staff and, of course, on the volunteer speakers who we were getting experts from all over to come in and talk about
things. That's amazing that you guys were able to do that and offer all of this for free.
We certainly want to try. Absolutely. We want to make sure that we're there and that we continue to be there as much as we can to support the businesses through a really tough time. That was a tough, through no fault of their own. It wasn't as if they chose this.
Right. And are you guys, and I don't know if you guys are still doing this, but you guys were doing like a scholarship almost for businesses that were in need and for those that had it. And I know some that actually did receive it.
That's correct.
And some that actually did receive it were small businesses that were actually calling and crying only because I had recommended it. I was like, just try it. Just do it. You don't know what's going to happen. And they called me and they were like, I actually got it. And, you know, they were just ecstatic to receive this grant, no strings attached. And they were just excited to just keep their businesses like afloat and to keep it growing. And so that's so amazing that you guys did that as well.
Absolutely. It was a Main Street Matters grant program that we put on. We did just award the last round right before the beginning of the new year, in the hopes that 2021 is, we're going to be able to start to get back to, well, who knows, get back to what, but get back to work.
At least it'll be different,
right? Get back to business, exactly. So yes, we were able to award that to local businesses. I had the pleasure and the privilege of calling at least 15 businesses in the Northern Arizona area to award that grant. And that was definitely something that made my day.
I would say so, because the people that I heard it from that actually got the grant were so excited and so, I mean, just so happy. And they were just so like, I can't even believe it. I got it. And it was the smallest little businesses that like never get anything that were super excited. They were like, what? You know, normally I'm bypassed. I'm, you know, an artist or this and this. And it was really an awesome thing for them because they got it and they were just so excited to get it.
I know that the team that was reviewing the applications really did take that into consideration.
That's awesome.
What are the businesses that are going to be overlooked during this and yet suffering because of everything?
Absolutely. So. And that's a great point because there's so much going on, especially with you guys. I mean, are you, what's the trend that you're seeing now with COVID? Are businesses closing? Are businesses staying afloat? I mean, what are you guys seeing from Better Business Bureau?
I would say that we're seeing about half and half.
Okay.
Where we have had some businesses maybe that were near retirement and they just made the option to retire early.
Okay.
We have had some that have reported to us that they have had to close their doors, not always in a negative way, maybe stop doing what they were doing and they're onto a new adventure. I believe that a lot of people who are surviving this and being successful are trying to keep options open and being willing to learn maybe a new trade or a new practice, a new way of succeeding. And those that are staying in business and continuing to be successful, a lot of them are doing it online, of course. So that was definitely the big, huge business tip that we put out during December to our businesses was to how to promote themselves online, how to have a website presence.
Right.
If they can't have a website presence, could they have a presence online through their LinkedIn page, through their Facebook, but basically making it easy for a customer to find them accessible.
And that's exactly the truth. I mean, certain times I do look up, I mean, that's the number one thing. I look up what's on somebody's menu. I mean, I can tell you I'm driving somewhere and what does this restaurant have to eat? You know, I know I'm on my way there. So, you know, I'm looking up already pre everything. But the most frustrating thing is I can tell you that there's a handful of businesses that I will drive to or I'm on my way to and have no information on the website, no information whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're open or closed or they're not answering their phone. So it's really frustrating.
It is.
So when you don't get that information, it's just, you know.
You tend to not utilize them and that can be detrimental for a business. And to be completely honest, this past year, a lot of online presence has stepped up and helped businesses. So there's been a lot of help through GoDaddy. We have worked with them to help businesses make sure that their websites are maintained. And then there's also businesses like Google that make it quite easy for you to claim your page. Yelp, you can claim your page with Yelp. And you can put all of that information. In fact, I personally, for our business, get emails from Google saying, hey, are you going to be closed for the holidays?
Yes.
What are your hours going to be?
We received those ones as well. And it was super easy. Mm-hmm. I just filled it in. No, we're closed on New Year's Day. This is what it is. And it was super easy. And that's one great way of just getting the information.
It takes 5 minutes of your time and it will help your customers know when you're available, if your services are available for them to purchase, whatever those services or products may be. So just take the time. It's not that hard.
Exactly. Especially like right now with, you know, everything that's going on with this whole pandemic. It's so hard because I know that businesses change their hours. I know that things are, you know, limited. So are you open? Are you not? And just it's really crucial right now to have a presence online. Because if I can't find you even on Facebook or just on Google, then I don't know if you're open or closed. And I hate guessing. And that's half of it. It's like, do I just drive down there and go? And I sound like it's so far away. It's not, you know what I mean? But it's like, do you go down there and make that drive? Or what do you do, you know? And you're calling. I'm coming from personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
So
Absolutely.
I totally understand the frustration because we also, as Chamber of Commerce and you guys too, as Better Business Bureau, get the you know, everyone calling going, is this open? Is this closed? What's going on with this business? I haven't heard back from them. Do you know anything that's happening? And half the time you're like, well, let me check. Mm-hmm. And it's just as simple as a phone call.
Absolutely. And I would say that even though, you know, this year has been an interesting year, unique year, every year around this time, you know, if you're a small business and you have one or two staff, you might still be taking a 2-week vacation. And wouldn't you rather have a customer not drive to your place of business, not get upset with you because they show up and you're not there, and there was no way for them to find out that information? Maybe a couple weeks or a month before you leave for that vacation, you know, before you close down for the holidays to spend time with your family, just let them know, like, hey, heads up, thanks for coming in and supporting us. We appreciate you as our customer. We want to let you know we are going to be closed from this date to this date.
Absolutely.
You can always communicate with your customers and make
them
happy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's the key, is the communication with customers. I know there's several other businesses that I personally dealt with. I was like, I hadn't heard back. And you're reached the boiling point of, you know, where you're like, okay, why haven't I heard back? What's going on with you? And they finally called me and they said, well, it's because, you know, we had so-and-so down with COVID, so-and-so. And I totally understand that. But I think that they take for granted that customers won't understand that. We all understand we're in this pandemic. We all understand people are getting sick. So just give us a call. Let us know that your staff, you know, I think we're embarrassed to let people know. You know, are you guys finding that out, you know?
Well, and I think that in a situation like that, it does need to be at the discretion of your employee.
Right.
I mean, it is their private information, so whether or not they want to release that, that's up to you. I think what it's good to do is to let people know that are coming to your place of business.
Absolutely.
The precautions that you're taking, the steps that you've taken to make sure that it is a clean environment for them to be in. If you are going to ask them to wear a mask, you know, what are those policy changes that you might have? And that's also something else that you can put online and make
yep.
easily accessible to your customers to hopefully avoid that angry person, so that they can understand you're just doing the best that you can to navigate something that no one really is an expert on.
No one is.
This
and,
is
you know, this is all new to everyone. And what's kind of funny is, you know, this will now be in the handbooks for all businesses
exactly.
and what to do during a pandemic and how to act. But, you know, it's
we
one of those things
learn.
That, yeah, exactly, you live and learn. So that you were saying there's some better business bureau tips, business mm-hmm. tips that you have, especially for websites.
Correct. Absolutely. So understand that if you have a website or if you utilize a social media page, you can use that to communicate. Transparency is always the best policy between you and your customers. It's a way of avoiding a future potential issue and also a way to help them understand and know as a customer that they can trust you and know that you'll be able to be willing to communicate with them if there's a problem.
So do everything, you know, you're really saying let's do it all online. Let's put out the word mm-hmm. online,
yeah.
whether you have a Facebook, LinkedIn.
However it is that you communicate with your customers, even if it's just via an email list,
right.
emailing them, keeping them in the loop, letting them know about the changes, letting them know what's going on. If you are old school and you only communicate via signs maybe in your shop, that's okay. Make sure those signs are visible and make sure that you point them out to the customer as they come
oh,
in.
Okay.
If you're a person that... You know, for your business, you decide to take cash only. Make sure that that's very available, maybe on the door when people walk in, maybe by the cash register as you're checking people out. You know, if there's no returns, if you do not exchange, if it's a all sales are final, you know, those are the kind of things that you can
that
avoid.
That you want to make sure that it's all visible,
mm-hmm.
right? And, you know, and
absolutely.
It's right. You know, you go into a lot of these businesses and it has big old A-frame signs, you know, before you walk in, mask required, you know, mm-hmm. or this. And, you see it cash only, like you just said. So those are some of the things that you're telling businesses, hey, let's just like learn to communicate. It's just
exactly.
about communicating with your customer.
It's like, I feel like I beat a dead horse when I say it, but it really is key. If think about how you feel as a person, the customers that you trust, the businesses that you trust
oh,
as
absolutely.
A customer.
Absolutely.
And know that you want the same.
Absolutely.
For your customers.
And I can feel their anyone's pain because I'm on both ends of the stick.
Exactly.
You know, as a business, you know, we are a one-woman staff, and so I don't have the luxury of having staff members. So right now, anyone that's calling the chamber is probably irritated and mad, you know, that, hey, I'm not there. But we do have a Ring doorbell is one of the things that we've done, and we are have the online presence. And anyone can always call, and we will return anyone's phone call back yep. immediately. So we don't just wait on that. But I do get what you're saying is, like, you know, being on both ends of that stick, it's like, because I return calls and I'm there, so I expect the businesses to do the same. I'm like, how come I haven't heard from you in 4 days? And it is that. You're mm-hmm. not sure what's going on. You know, now that we're in this pandemic, you know, what the heck is happening?
Well, and just be honest.
Right.
If you are a one-person show, then just maybe put that in your voicemail, you know, like that you will do your best to return a call within
right.
a 48-hour period. However, please be aware.
Right.
You know, but... Please
I
know
think
that
people
we will
are
get back
scared
to you.
To, you know, say anything because they're like, well, what if people think I have COVID or what if people think I came sick? And so people, there's a lot of that hesitation with businesses and a lot of that scare. I mean, I don't know what is your recommendation or what are you guys telling them?
We really always suggest transparency, honesty. I mean, these are part of the 8 standards of trust that we put out there. And it's just, if you expect it from someone that you work with, then you need to do the same for your customers and the people that you're working with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And now it's like, you know, it's not so, you know, I think when it first came out, we're like, ooh, you got the cooties, you know. I think now we are all very well an understanding of it. We're more accepting of it. Like, okay, we understand, mm-hmm. you know, you need your little, you know, sick, we'll give you some time off.
Yes, exactly. It's just something that we need to have some compassion for and understanding with anything, whether it is this or in the future if someone is ill or under the weather or maybe they had a family emergency come up. I mean, these are things I always try to talk to people about when they call me really upset about something. I ask those questions. Well, let's think about this. We don't yet know the other side of the story. When you find out that they had their, you know, feet up on a beach somewhere and completely forgot to take care of you, the customer, then you can get angry. But until you ask those questions and until you give the business a chance to speak for themselves, you know, let's take a deep breath. And then, of course.
And that's such great advice.
Exactly.
That's fantastic advice. I mean, because some of the times, like I said, we do as a customer get angry and you're mm-hmm. like, you know, why didn't those guys answer my phone call back? Why didn't they call me back? And you're just angry because you do think that they're taking that vacation and they're on the beach. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes we don't realize that there are so many businesses right now are booming during this time mm-hmm. and are
Correct.
Overwhelmed.
Absolutely.
Their call volume is, I mean.
Especially now. Because mm-hmm. a lot of them have not been able to have doors open, or at least not as much. They haven't been able to have their doors open. So that is the best way that they're communicating with people is via online and through the phone. So there is going to need to be a little bit of patience exercised with all of us throughout this process.
Oh, yeah. Tons of businesses we see, especially in Chino Valley, that are just flourishing. I mean, from plumbing to contracting to mm-hmm. Because everybody wanted their house renovated at the same time and painting and just so much that these guys are so backed up mm-hmm. that they're on waiting lists. You know, they've got waiting lists miles long and they're like, you know, hey, we're trying to get to you. But I can understand it.
Yeah, we do need to remember that everything has slowed down.
Yeah,
there are a lot of things that they may be trying to get done, but maybe they're having a difficult time getting done what they need to on their end, whether it's supplies, permits, etc.
Absolutely.
So hopefully they're being honest with you and upfront with you. And for you as a customer, ask the question. If they don't say it, ask them.
Ask them.
You know, yeah, hold
Perfect.
Them accountable.
Perfect. Well, Marilyn Huffman will be back with you with more on the Better Business Bureau tips and things that we need to do for our website. So we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
Freezing temperatures and wet conditions can damage your RV. Protect your investment and winterize now at Affinity RV. For a limited time, our winterizing package is just $99.95. This package includes draining of your holding tanks, water heater, and fresh water system. We add fuel stabilizer, check and service your batteries, inflate tires, and do a complete roof and seams inspection. We also have special pricing on other service packages and 20% off most parts and accessories. Affinity RV winter service specials are a limited time offer, so call today.
Newsmax TV is the biggest thing on cable news, with shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and more. Every night, watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly tells you the truth about Trump. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your operator you want Newsmax. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV. And download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, so get Newsmax TV anytime, anywhere.
Whether you know it or not, we've had a healthy relationship for as long as we can remember. But now, we're changing. For you. We're Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and we've been part of this community for decades. Now, we're entering into a new affiliation with Dignity Health. It's a relationship that will allow us to expand clinical services, improve access to care, and impact community health. Of course, every positive change requires inspiration. In this case, you're it. The people we serve. It's inspiration that makes a good thing even better. We'll not only deliver more care to our communities, we'll deliver dedication, depth, and dignity. If you'd like to learn how much this affiliation means to you, visit us at dignityhealthyrmc.org. After all, what would you say to a relationship that delivers a little more humanity? We think you'd say, hello, human kindness.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. If you have an Arizona driver's license that has recently expired or is about to expire, you're getting some extra time to renew it.
Because of the COVID pandemic, Motor Vehicle Department spokesperson Doug Pacey says the state is doing its part to help drivers.
Last week, Governor Ducey signed an executive order that extends the expiration of driver licenses by 1 year from the original expiration date. And this affects driver licenses that have an expiration date between March 1st, 2020 and February 28th. 2021.
If you have a license that has expired or is about to expire, you have nothing to worry about.
It's already been updated in the electronic system that MVD uses, that law enforcement accesses. You get pulled over, something like that, your license will show that it's current.
Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
Retired Yavapai County Sheriff Scott Masher will be honored for his 37 years of service at 9 o'clock Wednesday morning. The Yavapai County Board of Supervisors will salute Masher. For information on how to watch this meeting, visit yavapai.us. Mostly sunny and dry all week, chilling overnight to a mostly cloudy 31 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with highs around 58 tomorrow through Thursday, 55 Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, also dipping to near 31 after bedtime, warming back up to the mid-60s through Thursday, up to 63 Friday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, continues on KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I'm here with Marilyn Huffman, Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau. And Marilyn, before we cut to commercial, you were telling us some tips that we need to do, you know, to get our websites up and going. What are some other tips? And then we've got some New Year's resolutions and all kinds of stuff to talk about.
We do. So if you are providing a product or a service, make sure that it's easily accessible on your website and or your social media pages. However it is that you communicate to your customers, make sure that they're aware of what it is that you're doing. We had some bars that came to us during this period of time that obviously had to be shut down. They had started making hand sanitizer. They had started participating in other ways that they were able to in their area just to survive throughout this process. So if there are things that you are doing that is helping your community, that's going to endear customers to you, and or that is going to provide a service for them, make sure that they are able to know what it is that you're doing. You want to make sure that you communicate clearly with them at all times.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then you said that there's tips for the New Year's resolution.
Yes.
You've got, what is it, 5 tips?
We do. We have 5 tips. We're challenging our consumers and our businesses alike to take these New Year's resolutions and make them something that they do this year, especially because we have seen more and more people move to online transactions.
Right. Honestly, I hadn't even thought of a New Year's resolution. I think with this kind of year, I just really, yeah. So you're absolutely right. Now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oops, I didn't think of one.
I think most people were just like, let's make it to 2021. Like,
exactly.
Let's survive.
I didn't even think about, you know, normally every year I've been like, okay, I won't eat this many tacos, maybe 2, mm-hmm. maybe not 10. But, you know, you have some sort of resolution. I never even thought of one this year. And so this is business resolutions.
Business and consumer resolutions.
Oh, awesome.
They are resolutions that people across the board can follow and help them be successful if they do.
Perfect.
Them. So resolution number 1 is to be cautious with email.
Ooh.
If you receive any unsolicited email from a person or a company, because we do hear reports from both.
Absolutely.
Make sure that you're aware it's a legitimate business. Is it a legitimate government agency? We've had businesses report to us that it was a utility company threatening to turn off power and or maybe a yellow page type thing, an online advertising agency calling them saying that you are past due for this ad that you placed with us, and someone maybe unknowingly in your organization will pay the bill.
Ugh,
or
yes.
You will. You'll pay the bill and yep. not realize. We've had people that have gotten into trouble with merchant marketing, which like the credit card machines, where they're signed up with a specific company and they will get a call as a business from someone claiming to be from the company that they're working with, and they're actually not. So just make sure before you provide any information to anyone that you are working with a legitimate business.
And it's actually so easily, you can be scammed so easily. Mm-hmm. I didn't ever think that I could. And honestly, we did receive a call at the Chamber of Commerce saying that our bill was past due, and it was our electric bill. Right. And so, and this is right when I started, so I had no idea, you know, were things like done, were things not? I wasn't sure. I'd been in the job 3 days, so I wasn't sure. So what is your first thing is you panic because they tell you they're gonna shut you off, they're gonna do all this stuff. And so, but when you eliminate that panic, when I was finally, like, they wanted me to get some kind of card and, you know, go to this store to get some kind of weird card. And I was like, why can't I?
iTunes card.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, why can't I just play it normally? Then when I was able to just calm down and take five, I was able to realize, wait, what kind of call is this? Mm-hmm. And honestly, the best thing was, is one of my board members, like, you know, her business was really close by. I was able to go put this person on speakerphone and go ask them, you know, like, is this like, you know, with the, between the two of us. And I had already had that hunch right when I was driving to her, but I wanted to double check, make sure, like, hey, it was this. Cause yeah, they were wanted me to get some sort of card. And I was like, yeah, I don't think so.
And that just goes to show it can happen to anyone.
To anyone. I had no idea. You know, you think that it can happen to, you know, the elderly or anybody, you know, younger. But honestly, you.
And even more now, it is the younger generation because it's more online. So the word I would say to keep in mind is unsolicited. So did you call them or did they call you? Did you email them for information, or did they email you?
Absolutely.
If they, being whoever it is, if they reached out to you, then at any point you still have the power. So take back that power, hang up that phone, don't respond to that email, take a deep breath, and then give us a call.
And then go that. And so that's your first resolution, is to be cautious with emails.
Mm-hmm. The second resolution is obviously never send money to strangers.
Okay.
If you have not met a person face to face, if you do not know them, if you do not work with them, do not send them money.
Okay.
And this is especially true if they ask you to wire money.
Oh, yeah.
Pay with a credit card, and or nowadays, what we're hearing even more and more, especially after this year, is a third-party cash app.
Okay.
So whether that's a Venmo or a Zelle or a PayPal, if it's a third-party account and you are talking to a person that you have not verified that you know and or should be doing business with, do not send them money.
Don't send them anything.
No. Do not.
All right.
They will definitely try to trick you into panicking, and they're going to make sure that they ask you to pay.
They're good at that whole
while you're in the process of that panic.
Yeah.
And or, if you're a consumer, emotional giving.
Yeah.
So if you're emotionally involved in what it is that they're trying to get you to give money to, that's definitely another way that they can get to you. Third resolution is to do your research before you make any online purchases. Or a payment online. So if you have a bill that's due or things like that, you know, make sure that this is something that was actually sent to you by your bank, by your credit union, maybe by your credit card if you're paying your credit card.
Right,
or your
absolutely.
Car, you know, car loan online, that kind of thing. So make sure it's a legitimate person that you're working with or a legitimate business.
Absolutely, and I agree with that too. I had, once again, I had purchased, I'm a big purse girl, and I had purchased a purse online. And I really was so excited about getting this purse. It should have been in the mail. It had not gotten in the mail. And then when I really went to research this company, I realized, like, when I was trying to call them, there was numbers off. You know, they didn't list their full phone number. They didn't list their full address. So I really had to become a detective to find their full phone number, find their full address.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a mess. And I'm glad that I was able to get my money back. But yeah,
that would lead to another resolution to being smart on social media. Social media nowadays, they have become ad agencies even more so. And they will definitely, they know your shopping habits. They are paying attention to where you go, what your interests are. I've done it before where I've booked a room online and then all of a sudden anything I pull up on my social media sites, you know, the little side banners or the sidebars or the bars at the bottom will be hotels or, you know, booking.com or things like that.
Absolutely.
And those are all wonderful sites that I love to work with. But it just goes to show you that they are paying attention to your spending habits, whether you are buying business or whether you are shopping for yourself personally.
Absolutely.
So just make sure that you are very careful about that before you make that purchase.
And then your next one was?
Yes, and you can research the company to make sure that that maybe other people have had issues with them before. Maybe you're going to be in the process of researching them like you were and find out that, man, they don't make any of their information accessible. I don't really like this. And then purchase that product from someone else.
Absolutely.
And then the last resolution is to use your best judgment before you share personal information. And this is something that I think people don't always keep in the forefront of their mind, but we share personal information all the time. We go into a store. I went to a local store here, trying to shop and support local. I would definitely suggest that you also support local when it comes to your charities and your nonprofits. If you want to give back to your community, keep that money within your actual community as much as you possibly can. Sorry, little side note there.
No, perfect.
But I reached out to a company here locally, and I was doing business with them, wanting to support them, and they asked if I had a rewards card, because a lot of even the smaller businesses are now offering rewards and or some kind of positive if you purchase with them. So
right.
I was like, yeah, sure, I'd love to do that. But you also want to make sure, even if it's a smaller business, where is that information going? Is that information being just utilized for their purposes and for yours as a consumer? Or is it going to be potentially sold?
Right.
And this is information you can ask yourself when you go to CVS, when you go to Fry's, when you go to any of those companies and they want you to sign up for a rewards, whether
Absolutely.
Your credit card, same thing. You get rewards through your credit card. You can ask that from your bank. So just make sure before you share that very personal information that you know how it's being used and if they have the right to sell that information.
Absolutely. And then you have a nominated business, and it's a Torch Awards.
Yes, BBB Torch Awards for Ethics is once again upon us. We've had a couple of local nominations here in Northern Arizona. I would love to see more nominations in the future. We are accepting nominations for ethical businesses.
Perfect.
In the greater Arizona area through February 1st, 2021. And then once those nominations are accepted, we will reach out to the businesses, and the businesses that are selected as finalists and then the winners will be awarded that information and recognized in the fall of 2021.
Wow. Okay.
So if you have any questions, just give BBB.org a visit or give me a call.
Sounds great, Marilyn. And how do we get in touch with you?
928-772-3410, or you can visit our website, bbb.org.
Thank you so much, Marilyn Huffman, Regional Director for the Better Business Bureau. I appreciate you having you on today and being able to tell us everything that's going on with the Better Business Bureau. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's the year of the cat,
which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and thank you all so much for tuning in and joining us today. I had a wonderful guest today. I had Annie Reisnyder with Arizona Serve, and we also just spoke with Marilyn Huffman, Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau. What a great show we had. So some updates on our calendar. We're going to get ready for December 6th is our business and networking luncheon at Grace Church. It is from 11:30 to 1 p.m. We will be talking all things COVID. We're going to be talking with someone on Dr. Ascari's team. We will be talking with, you know, what's happening with this whole pandemic. We will get everyone's questions answered and really what's happening with this vaccine and who gets it first. I know that every one of us have had those questions. So that's on December 6th, Business and Networking Luncheon for the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce at Grace Church. And to register for that event, go to chinovalley.org. That's chinovalley.org. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.